Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it hot. The grass is greener on the other side.
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna pop. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's greenly low on the mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's greenly low and the mafia head. Ain't shit. Always spitting better, better than my last verse. If I hit it from the back, I make that ass hurt. I know life is a bitch, so I bagged her. It's Mr. Voy Flush, put a mad work. Beef with Smokey the Bear. I'm burning mad trees. Can't stop me, niggas behind me. Like my ass cheese. Stay snog, I'm bald. Just like an athlete. And I'm gon' fuck all you pussies into your ass. Queef. Green Leaf is in a building. The Mafia's in a building. H-Day's your favorite villain. Your villain, cause I be killing. I kill them, cause thus they get them. I get them and I reveal them. Feeling is I'm a villain. They feel them, but they ain't feel them. Know me. I'm an all star nigga. Kobe and a nigga OG. About my brain. Red like baloney, icy like snowy. I remember was only me and my homies. And we had to get the Dobie roadie. I could get a lot, but I ain't get enough. Nah. Not in a dead meat, but I could get a buck. Buck. My team is all I got, I never give it up.
Give it up.
Make it to the top, and we gon' live it up. I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna pop. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's greenly low on the mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's greenly low on the mafia head.
Thought I was never gonna make it, huh? Tell the truth, you's a hater, man, bitch. I wrote this just for you. See his chicken head, snitches and bitches of your caliber. You'll never be a duchess. You don't know the fuck how to. I speak in terms of royalty, not talking tobacco. 2 minute warning, watch the angle I tackle. You wasting your time, praying on my downfall. I came out the womb winning. I'm designed to ball, bitch. Shit out of luck, Dutch stepped the game up. Thank you for the fame bump. I got the green leaf touch. Had to turn the movement up a little louder. Learn the ladies' grip. Now I'm about to build a tower, huh? I keep it militant, respect, money, power. You keep worrying on how to move downward. I choose not to fuck with lions. With the hearts of coward, they got the game.
Yo, Duchess, let me get those. Buddha, Black, use it on our nigga.
My nigga Ace up in the building. Leaf, baby.
Introducing the killer from the villa. Two carved in his skin, let the games begin. Born killer, born winner. Born, not Jason, but born with supremacy. My blood is royalty when blood is called for blood count. If one of my niggas down, take blood now. See how that works? I blood on you hounds. Take with my team from the zoo to boogie down. Make me mad, get rude on you clowns. Easy pass, take root in your town. Ask about me, then the rule starts now. When that blood that I mentioned, so woo on you clowns. Call touches, tell her bring duchess. Toast to the fifth ace, yeah, we in this bitch. 40 cal on the come up, getting blamed for this shit. Judge, it wasn't I was lazy with a trick. I'm a ball.
Greasy. No, you can't see me even if I was on TV. Still on that bullshit, nigga. See me when you see me. But cheese on the beef, turning into baked CD. Paper and pens. Now this ghost got a Ouija. Chuckle like hee. Nigga coming like a pee-pee. Shutting up my sleeve. Made a wish for a genie. Loud on deck. So lungs back like Addie BC. CEO. But don't mess with the president. One morning. turn your flesh to a gelatin. Rookie in his game, but the flow's like a veteran. Where you spot all tall, more mouth than a pelican. But something in your mouth, not talk about coffee. Bronx bully in the streets, damn so bossy. Haters trying to floss me, then they try to cross me. Time to fuck the world like we gon' have all G.
Can't stop my focus, homie. These steps got nothing on me. Can't stop, cause I'm coming from my spot. The wild block, I'm nothing on beat. Five box. Can't stop my focus, homie. These steps got nothing on me. Can't stop, cause I'm coming from my spot. The wild block, I'm nothing on beat.
Real rap raw, now she out of the bag. They on some Rosa Parks shit, talking sin in the back. Well, it's too late for that now, I'm here to stay. If you ain't heading to the top, then you ain't going my way. I made it green leaf, everything, did it my way. I'm heavy in these streets, about getting bread all day. I don't know why they so mad, came in the game leaking. Other bitches, no chance, as long as I'm speaking. About to be a fucking problem, Dutch ain't eating. Home maniac alert, and the bell keep beeping. Hottest bitch in the Bronx, y'all niggas keep sleeping. While slowly to the job, I'ma keep creeping. It's no more talking, only action and results. My fucking intelligence, they trying to insult. Dutch, you keep it gutter, never candy coated. When I'm nice and disgusting, I've been promoted.
Can't stop my focus, homie. These cats got nothing on me. Can't stop, cause I'm coming from my spot. The wild block, I'm not doing greedy. Fry box. Can't stop my focus, homie. These cats got nothing on me. Can't stop, cause I'm coming from my spot. The wild block, I'm not doing greedy. Fry box.
Poverty and wealth exist so closely to one another as in New York City. Even from the darkest corners of Brooklyn, one need only look up and across the East River to see the great temples of Wall Street wealth looming over the night. Since the birth of the city, New York's poorest residents, whether Irish, Jewish, Black, or Puerto Rican, have made their own gold from the streets of the city. Sometimes the elements of crime were needed to harvest the gold.
New York,
stand out,
baby.
Oh, all of Queens are shut. Brooklyn, Staten Island, get the staining up.
You
I keep the hand, get fitted on every city I touch. They just smiling hard, cause they know what's up. When the Dutch in the building, you can smell New York. I'm always representing like I wear the torch. Big city of life, where they make the boss. Respect our bridge if you come in the coast. You came to play, you can end up the boss, kid. Cause New York bitches, it ain't nothing to fuck with. We independent, we ain't our own fame. Start our own businesses, brand our own names.
Uh-oh,
hell, we don't fuck with out of town. Excuse me, I don't know you only fuck with mainstream. An underground cat try to get that green. Cash rules everything around us. Green.
Let me introduce ya.
Yeah.
Boogie down, hold a crown, watch the kid maneuver.
Go.
Super Mario in the game, and y'all Koopa Troopers.
Little nigga.
Oh, the beat burning like a chuka hookah. You know the deal. The way I attach the track, make cats crack the gap. Gonna have to grab a mat just cause I have to rap.
Story.
Can't keep up with my bars, who ask me that?
Story.
Don't wanna go to sleep, take your ass to that. Mistress, I think we got a mad smoke style when they say, yeah. And we gon' pass to the track with Wu Tang. Keep like in a bag, like Thons and G strings. Be up in their ass. These cats, they real soft. Like hope they real soft. She don't like tangerines and she ain't get built off.
You paying attention,
you paying your bills, dog. On top of the charts, where I'm facing the billboard. Billboard.
New York rap, tell them other niggas to fall back. We off that. Bro, hip hop, I support that.
Real
boss, not the almanac. Niggas don't know how to act. Style wild, smacking your mama with a thousand stacks.
Bitch.
I sit sick with the wickedest bomb. Fuck the world if I die with my dick in the dirt. Bitches with bombs. But it's different design. You can die from the truth if you live in a lie. I'm giving a line quotable. Reading through the overview.
Yeah,
no speaker. Them's the most notable. Guard with the bar. So I'm always over you.
Bag
of shit and I'm splitting the spit box. With no shoes on, you can move on. You kick my bag. The swag is the element of thick.
Nope, just the mecca. The alpha and omega.
Beginning and the ending. You niggas better remember. New York, nigga. Yeah, you know what I mean, son? Shit is going down. Real shit over here, man. Mafia Elite, G3MG. You already know, man. Brooklyn, BX shit. The whole fucking NYC. You heard five boroughs, thorough, nigga. Yeah.
to y'all. You already welcome to the world of dreams.
We getting bread live.
It is real talk with Dr. Divine tonight. Yes, it is. Today is Tuesday, and we actually we did it yesterday. So for those who like, well, what the fuck happened to Real Talk with Dr. Divine? I'm going to have to give you some Real Talk with Dr. Divine. We're still trying to get everything set up in the studio. Shout out to everybody who tunes in to the show, everybody who supports My Philly 5050, everybody who supports Greenleaf Network. If you want to join in, you can dial 929-477-2453. I definitely want to give love and support to everybody who's showing love to the new clothes that we have out. And also, everyone who has been made aware of the new event that we have coming up right now. It will be the ending of February. I'm still not giving a date just yet. I have the date. A couple people know the date, but I didn't put it on the flyer. But what we're doing is we're actually having a mixtape release party, and with Case, we will be launching the mixtape. So, therefore, Ace and I will be performing. So, if you want to see My Philly 5050 perform, you know, make sure you are there or be square. We also are launching, you know, the radio station, a little bit of the magazine, a little bit of the TV show. We're going to have a little bit of everything for you guys, a little bit of something to eat, a little bit of something to drink. And for those artists who are looking to perform, comedians, you know, models who may want to walk around, whatever, we got room for everybody. So make sure you're hitting us up behind the scenes. Yeah, I got my twin in the building. Twin, do you got the thing set up for him?
What's up? How you doing?
Everything's great.
Loud on deck. It's always a positive thing to have loud in the building. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in.
Hi.
It could be anywhere in the world, but you here with us tuned in.
We're
going to be alive tonight. So archives is getting up. That means people are going back and listening to the show on demand. That's love right there.
Like how we go on demand, people go on demand for us. So thank you.
That's love. You know, a whole lot of love. A lot more. Wow. Today's what? Real talk?
Real talk. That's a lot of real people. Relationship. Any relationship issues that you like to speak on real quick? That may can help someone who's having one if you
want to
give advice.
Oh, man. Let's see. Advice on relationships. I'm just trying to think. Always be 100 in your relationship. You should always be 100 in a relationship, because if you ain't being 100, you gonna lose. Like, you gonna wind up getting yourself caught up in some shit, because you're gonna be like, yeah, you like shit, and she gonna keep doing this shit to make you happy, because that's what your significant others love to do. They like making you happy, so she gonna keep doing this shit to make you happy, and it's going to wind up backfiring because you ain't going to like it. Like, oh, babe, you like when I make pork and beans and flakes? Yeah, I love the pork and beans and flakes. And wind up eating pork and beans and flakes all week. You said that you love pork and beans and flakes. That's what you wanted to eat. So be 100. That's going to save you a lot of bullshit. That's what I say. That's why I said that.
Well, let me just say this to you saying that. Thank you for your comment. What do you say to those who say, well, you know what, Ace, when I'm 100 with my wifey or I'm 100 with my hubby, you know, sometimes it backfires because every hubby and every wifey can't accept the truth, mm-hmm. or they can't, you know, deal with it. So they don't deal with it well. So instead of being 100 all the time, sometimes maybe I'm 85 because, you know, my significant other can't really, you know, respect or accept the, you know, the truth sometimes. Maybe when they give the truth, they got to argue about it. Or when they give the truth, they got to get questioned. And, you know, some people don't like to be questioned. And they rather just, you know, that, you know, it's lying. I can't say it's not really lying. It's lying, so they rather lie than to be 100. But it's to, you know, kind of spare the feelings of the person that they're dealing with. What do you say about those?
I say, oh, well, if you got to get it out, you got to get out. Like, you know what I mean? That's how, like, you know what I mean? It's more healthy that way, because if it's backed up in there, like, you know what I mean? That's only going to wind up chemical imbalanced. Do you know what I mean by chemical imbalance?
What you mean, Larry?
Let me elaborate on that. That's like your stress levels, like, you know what I mean? That's going, like, you know what I mean? In the near future, you're going to start arguing about nothing and bullshit stuff, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not for a healthy relationship. When you start getting like that, like, you know what I mean? Things go downhill from there, so that's not a healthy relationship.
Okay, so I want to get into the show a little bit more, and we're going to go into 5 easy habits that strengthen relationships, and we're going to see if, you know, if we agree or disagree, and, you know, if you want to call in and give your comments, you can do that, or, you know, you can send me your comments afterwards when you listen to the archives, and shout out to everybody who's listening to the archives, who's hearing this a little bit later. We love you guys, too, and appreciate you. So, let me just go into what it says. When people think about changing their habits, they often think about diet and exercise, family of habits. Also, as much as I personally love habits, now this is the writer, not me, as much as I love habits, I know that many people associate habits change with having to make a lot of effort. But habits don't have to take a lot of time or energy to form. They can help us with any aspect of our life. I have to admit that even now, after spending years thinking about habits, I'm astonished by how much he's astonished by how much truly tiny habit can boost happiness. For instance, here are some examples of a few quick, easy habits that have been adopted in my relationship to strengthen it. So now, the first. So he's made this his habit. Number one, I kiss my wife or husband first thing in the morning, and I kiss them last thing at night. It sounds silly to schedule kisses, but for me, if it's on the calendar, it gets done, and if it's not, the power of strategy and scheduling. So what do you think about that? Do you think that would help make a better relationship by kissing your spouse in the morning and at night, or it don't really matter?
I don't think all that shit matter. Hey, it's healthy and that's cool and all that, but all that shit don't matter. It don't.
Well, I want to disagree, and I think that, you know, me personally, it's just my opinion, that's Ace's opinion. I think that it's very healthy to kiss your spouse in the morning, and it's even healthier to kiss him at night, because if you kiss your spouse in the morning, that's the first thing. That means you, to me, you are waiting to meet my eyes again in the morning. If you wake up in the morning and you can't kiss your spouse in the morning, or at least say good morning. God damn. And then the kiss at night symbolizes, you know what, no matter what the fuck we went through all day, you know, I don't want to go to bed mad. And that's a big thing with me. Like, I don't like to go to bed mad. If I have to go, that will fuck my morning up for the next morning, probably next couple of days, depending on what it is. I don't like to go to bed mad. If I could somehow, you know, be happy in the morning and happy before I go to bed, that's perfect life to me. So, next one. Our family gives each other a real hello and goodbye every time one of us comes and goes. When our 2 daughters are little, they greet me and my husband with wild enthusiasm whether we walk through the door, whenever we walked in the door, and often cried miserably when we left. Then when we went through the period then we went through a period when barely looked up from their games or their homeworks or their books and wanted nothing to do with us. I was a major offender in this area myself. So we made family resolution to give warm greetings and farewells. For instance, instead of letting my oldest daughter yell, "I'm leaving," before she disappears out the door to go to school, I would call, "Wait, wait," and hurry to give her a hug and a real kiss goodbye. As a consequence, each day, several times, we have moments of real connection among our members of family. I think this works best for us. So basically she's saying that, you know, make sure that there's some type of affection before you are exiting and entering, you know, with your family member, and make sure that they don't leave until they give that love, and that allows her to have a better connection, like, during the day. It won't just be hi and bye during the day. You know, her daughter will still call, "Hey, Mom, what's she doing?" Whatever. That's what's up. I think that's healthy for a relationship.
Yes, that's communication. That's basically what it is. Communication is very healthy in any relationship, so I agree.
What do you say about the couple who say, "Well, I don't want another call me all fucking day," like that?
Then I guess you got something else to do then. So who do you wish to call you?
Hey, yo.
Well, like, you don't want to hear from the ball? All right. Fuck you then.
Yo.
The head motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so the next one. Before my daughter goes to bed at night, I spend some time with each girl holding their arms and talking about their day. So you should do this in your relationship before you go to bed at night. Just talk about your relationship with your significant other. See what they're interested in, how their day went. I like habits that mean something. And this happens each and every day. Now, the last one is I send an email whenever there's a possible reason to congratulate or compliment one of my family members or friends. So what do you say about those last two? So basically, she's saying, let's do four first. She's saying, have a conversation before you go to bed. Like, I remember doing that, like, with my cousins and things like that. Like, right before we go to bed, we all sit down. And just, it was crazy. We just sit down and talk, you know, even, you know, discuss the day, what the plan was for tomorrow, and, you know, do things like that. So I have to say, not for nothing, but, you know, my twin and I often do that because we will sit down, you know, a little bit before, you know, the night. We get ready to close our eyes and discuss, all right, well, what's the strategy for tomorrow? Like, what's the plan for the day? Like, twin is good. He's big on that. He wants to plan, you know, the next day. I try to plan the week and, you know, for the new year, twin, it'll be my goal to kind of slow down a little bit and take every day as it comes. You know what I mean? Don't try to plan the week. It's better to plan a day and live that one out fully and not worry about what tomorrow brings. I often don't, but I'll just be a little more detailed.
It's also good to plan a week.
I like
plan a week sometimes, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, in my case, too, like, I usually plan a day and plan a week. And, my New Year's resolution, I'll be planning the month and the year. I'm already planning the next year, so.
What you got planned, Becky?
What we was talking about over this airwaves, making everything come in the front, what we was talking about. That's what my New Year's resolution is.
So let me ask you this. When it comes time to holidays and things of that nature, how, if you have a spouse who's very particular on Christmas and sending cards and things like that and taking pictures. I know a lot of the ladies are, you know, really big into that, but the boyfriend's not, and she's starting to feel some sort of way, like, hey, wait a second, we're supposed to be in a relationship, and you should want to send photos of our life and photos of our kids and our Christmas pictures to her parents and stuff like that. And he doesn't have the same love of the holidays that she does. What do you say? You know, what advice do you give to her? What advice do you give to him?
Well, Junior got a big. I don't like taking pictures because Junior got a big head and Kiki is snacking too. So I don't want to send those pictures to my mom. Like, I don't want to do that. wait for Junior to grow on his head, and wait for Kiki Toothpiece to grow back. That's what I say. That's why I said that. You're gonna have to, or the male that don't like taking the pictures, or the female that don't like taking the pictures. Y'all gonna have to, especially during the holidays. Y'all job is to make each other happy. So there's gonna be a whole lot of bending going on. So I hope you know how to play Twister, nigga.
Go on, our next one that may help you out in your relationship. It's the 3 tips on making saying no a whole lot easier, because sometimes in our relationships and partnerships, it's hard to say no to your partner, and feel comfortable in a good space, like, okay, I said no, and they still feel some sort of way. And, you know, I'm often one of those people who I don't like to be pressured on my decision. If I say no, that should be it. Like, don't make me feel bad about saying no. I don't like to feel bad about saying no. And I know I'm not the only person who experiences that. So for those people who, you know, have that problem, like, you know, they'll kind of still say yes. And it's for me, it's really only the people that I love, you know what I mean? And you kind of still say yes when you want to say no sometimes. Maybe this will help us out. So it reads as this. We need to say no in all areas of our lives, to all kinds of people, to all sorts of situations. You might need to say no when someone asks you to take on a task or invite you to a social event. You're already depleted and you still won't say no. But saying no is not hard, maybe even painful. We feel guilty. Often we don't want to disappoint, hurt, or anger someone. We don't want to leave them high and dry. Saying no is also hard when dealing with people who try to manipulate you into saying yes. An example, a person asks you to run an errand for them. You already have plans, which may include simply watching TV because you're short on downtime. You tell the person no, but they say, "Oh, come on, no, no one will take me." So you're so selfish. Hearing this might make you feel like you're a terrible person, so you give in. You want to avoid feeling bad and shameless. Still feel bad. Whenever you go against your own boundaries, it feels uncomfortable and upsetting. In fact, feeling resentful, right, feeling resentful towards the person who is often a red flag that we need to reevaluate our boundaries. If we learn to say no and put our foot down and not let people take advantage of us, we will feel less resentful to others and ourselves. Saying no takes practice, and by adopting a few specific strategies, you can make saying no a lot easier, starting with the 3 tips below. Okay, so the first one is, like many people, you might assume that just saying no makes you mean. So saying no is a part of life, and there's ways to say no without being rude or disrespectful. Now, hold on a second. So the doctor who gives this research says she calls this a empathetic assertiveness. This is you assert yourself while considering the person's feelings. She shared these examples. I would love to come to your party. It sounds like such good fun, but unfortunately, I won't be able to. Here's another one. Right now, I have too much on my plate can't take another assignment. While I'd love to help out, I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to do a good job because I wouldn't be able to focus all my attention on it. That's a good one. I say that sometimes. You may seem like a really nice person, but I'm not looking to date anyone right now. Another one, I understand you had a stressful day, and that makes sense, but I felt hurt when you snapped out on me last night. What do you say, Twin?
They all great ways to say no. They are.
What do you say about being hard to say?
I was going to add on to those great ways. No. That's a great way to say no.
Some people don't accept it.
I feel like I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, that's something else that you should be. I'm gonna start saying no a lot more. Like, I'm a busy-ass person, like, and like, I'll be giving people a whole lot of yes to shit like that. So I feel like, you know what I mean? When you give a whole lot of yeses, people respect the yes all the time. So I'm going to start saying no a lot more often.
I feel like people get mad at the reason for my no, because my reason usually is I just don't want to. I don't want to. I don't like it. Like, it's not the reason why you think. And you, well, why you don't want it? I don't have to explain to you why I don't, why I said no. No. Mm-mm. You want to? But it's a good idea for you. I don't want to do it. And I love when it's like a friend or something that wants me to do something and I say no and then they try to make me feel guilty. Oh, well, you should. And my comeback is that don't work on me. That's not going to help you. It just shows me that, right. I can't deal with you on a certain level because if I say no and you're trying to pressure me to do something that I feel I shouldn't do, if I say no, you should be like, oh, all right, I got you. Well, maybe next time, blah, blah, blah. That might make me change my mind. You know what? You know what? Maybe I can go or I can do that or whatever. Give me a chance to reevaluate it and make my own decision. Don't try to pressure me and to do it. It'll really work better for you if I say no and you just be like, all right. Because in my head, I'm like, well, why would you say that anyway? What should I have said no? Well, wait a minute. Let me see. What happened? Well, just no now. You don't care now. It's just no. So the next one is be honest. It says, often we're honest and transparent with people. They'll be understanding. For instance, if you're too tired to attend an event, you might say, I've been feeling really burnt out lately. I really need to rest this weekend. If you're going through a difficult time and feel comfortable sharing that other people will likely understand. What if the person doesn't understand? What if they're hostile towards you and give you a hard way to go? You should really think about whether or not you want them in your life. You want to surround yourself with people who respect your boundaries and people who feel comfortable when you say no to them. What do you think about it? I definitely agree.
Yeah.
It definitely makes me not want to deal with you if I got to feel some sort of way when I tell you. I don't like to tell somebody no and then you get an attitude and try to make me feel like if a friend asks you to do something, you get an attitude like, oh, well, I'll ask them. So, well, bitch, you should have asked.
Go ask that nigga then, yo.
And I'm never going down.
Yeah.
And next time you ask me, I'm going to say, go ask those.
Take ass up the street then.
That'll
fuck your head up.
So, let me do this next one. Hold on, can we? I don't see my music is working. Actually, it is. Is it on? Let's see if we can take a quick break, twin. Oh, we'll talk to
I know everybody like, what happened to the music video? We reassessed our plan. This video is going to be spectacular. So we want to put the right amount of time. One of the camera people wasn't going to be able to make it and have enough time. But they would have been able to make it. But, you know, we kind of inquire a whole lot of time. So their time was limited and we needed more time, so we didn't want to waste anybody's time. So we decided to push it back, but the video will be exclusive. You're going to get, oh, yeah, you definitely going to get. I'm like, damn, we ain't getting no Mafia 50-50 2015. That is not true. We put out the Ron Alexander video for y'all. You know what I mean? That was the little performance quick for y'all, a little something to keep y'all holding on to these new videos we about to put out. Shout out to Big Max as well. We're going to have some shows coming out in what area is that? That's Connecticut area, areas like that, Rhode Island. What you feel about performing in Connecticut and Rhode Island, Trent?
Oh, well, shout out to my baby, Junior. I just found out she's in Connecticut, so I definitely want to go there. And my girls is in Connecticut. My twins is in Connecticut, so that would definitely be the move. What's up? You know, I definitely feel like for the year 2016, we will have, you know, much more videos and, you know, a lot more to come. We do a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. you know, we do a lot of shit, and so, you know, I don't feel like our real fans have any issues with what we're doing. Shout out to New York's Finest. I saw that it had 18,000 downloads by itself.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I'm really proud of you, Finest.
I'm really proud of Mafia League 50/50. New York's Finest.
Yeah.
Over 18,000 downloads. Let me see if I can go to the number, because I took a picture of that motherfucker. Let me go inside my camera on my jet for a second, but that feels good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for real, like, all the, everybody in the world of green, everybody who makes this one of the top networks out there, for y'all, when y'all go back and we see those archives or we see how many people listen to the show or how many people call into the show, that shit makes us feel good. Like, that's why we push that music out like that. That's why you hear that energy behind it. You know what I'm talking about? And we got over 18,626
downloads.
We're going to come right back. This is Beyonce Ego.
For special purpose. What's more special?
Hold on a second. We apologize for the technical difficulty real quick. So while we're fixing the technical difficulty, if you would like to get your song or commercial or video in our magazine, it is greenleafmagazine@gmail.com. We do have a new version of the magazine coming out for the new year. The magazine always takes longer than I expected, and this version is, you know, one of the biggest versions that we've had so far. So we've been working on it for a couple of months, trying to get it where it needs to be. I'm confident that the new year we're going to flood. Y'all see how we flood what we do. What's Gucci with how we rock. So hold on, is we gonna get Beyonce? Oh, okay. I am not sure what is wrong with my technical department, but let me see if I can get this last song. I think we're going to go ahead and get out of here with this last song. If it's going to come on or not. And if that's the case, because I'm not sure what's wrong with the technical portion of the show. We had a great show. I definitely appreciate everybody who tuned in and, you know, heard some of the advice that we offered to you guys. I hope it was useful to those who may have been in need, to kind of just listen in and see where their relationship can get help at. So you always can tune in to Real Talk with Dr. Von every Monday at 11 p.m., and we offer these type of options for you to better your relationships, better your lives, you know, healthy wife, happy wife, happy life, and, you know, happy man, can't go wrong. So, what's he say?
Facts. We appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. I'm really proud of you. Love, peace, and hair grease. We out of here. It's the first question.
The grass is greener on the other side.
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna rock. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's Greenleaf Law and the Mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna rock. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's Greenleaf Law and the Mafia head. Ain't shit. Always spitting better than my last verse. If I hit it from the back, I make that ass hurt. I know life is a bitch, so I bagged her. It's Mr. Vol, you flush, put a mad work. Beef with Smokey the Bear. I'm burning mad trees. Can't stop me, niggas behind me. Like my ass cheese. Stay snog, I'm ball. Just like an athlete, and I'm gone. Fuck all you pussies into your ass. Squeeze. Greenleaf is in a building. The Mafia's in a building. Ace Day's your favorite villain. Your villain, cause I be killing. I kill them, cause thus they get them. I get them, and I reveal them. Feeling is I'm a villain. They feel them, but they ain't feel them. Know me. I'm an all star nigga. Kobe and a nigga OG. About my red like baloney, icy like snowy. I remember was only me and my homies, and we had to get the Dobie roadie. I could get a lot, but I ain't get enough.
Nah.
Not in the deer meat, but I could get a buck.
Buck.
My team is all I got, I never give it up.
Give it up.
Make it to the top, and we gon' live it up. I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna pop. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's Greenleaf Law and the Mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's Greenleaf Law.